We just thought we'd answer some more questions. Something came up about the lower astral. Everything I've learned about it is you don't want to go there. Let me ask that question. Somebody asked the question, can you evolve upwards from the lower astral? We have permission to ask this in front of this audience. Resist. Do you have the karmic permission to evolve from the lower astral and resist? That's why you don't want to go there. Remember the Buddha said, fortunate are you that you're a human being. Slim are the chances to be born a human, because a human has the chance to evolve all the way to enlightenment. Rarer still is the desire to reach enlightenment, and rarer still are those who have heard of enlightenment, be born a human, and have not taken advantage of this golden opportunity. Therefore, waste no time. Waste no time. You can waste no time very simply, because as everything arises in the ordinary course of ordinary life, you just constantly surrender to God. You know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out how to do that, you know? Would I be willing to surrender that to God? Those of you who have done the 12-step programs, the third step is you surrender your life to God as you understand Him. And of course, the miracles, all the really basic spiritual programs, many of which calibrate in 200 or 300s, but they're solid, basic stuff, to surrender everything to God, to hold back nothing, to ask God questions which you don't know the answer, to ask for guidance from your own, from the Holy Spirit within you, ask for a miracle. And you can often just tell the Holy Spirit, I don't get it. And just, you know, all of a sudden you say, I don't get it. As you walk out, suddenly you get it. I mean, very prompt. I don't know. You get very prompt answers a lot of times. Is there an ultimately best process for releasing, surrendering, etc., everything to God? That's the willingness. We said the power of willingness. See, devotion, love takes many forms. One form it takes is a powerful decision. When you make a decision to say no to that which is non-integrous, that's really a very powerful step. I'm not going to go there, and whatever the consequences, I'm not going there. So commitment, the willingness to let everything go. It doesn't mean you're going to succeed the first time you let go of a certain desire or wantingness or resentment. Doesn't mean necessarily the first time you let it go. We said because a lot of these things are an accumulation of many lifetimes, and we'll get to that next week. A repetitive pattern shows up over long expanses of time. You know, this is just one episode. One's life is not this episode. This is just an episode. This is this particular physicality. One's life transcends many physicalities. So a pattern can persist and persist and persist. So as you let go, try to let go of it, it doesn't always let go right away. But the very fact that you were willing to surrender it and that you did actually go through the process is already a karmic merit, so that eventually you're building up, you might say, undoing all the negative karmas and developing, and now all of a sudden one day you let it go and it disappears. I don't know, they just don't get you mad anymore. You used to fantasize killing them and murdering them and getting even with them. And now you don't give a rap about them one way or the other. It's like little mice, you know. Mice run around, I think they're cute, you know. One time I'm sure I hated them, was afraid of them. And, you know, but now I think they're sort of cute. So I chase them out, I hate to kill them. Because then I'll miss them and they're going to go off in another body elsewhere, but not in my backyard where I can have fun with them, see. Can you elaborate calibrations beyond 1,000? Such calibrations are possible. Well, we don't want to really go into this. Yeah, okay. Such calibrations are not possible. We have permission, resist. To answer the question, resist. It's possible for the physical nervous system to handle everything, something over 1,000. It's possible for the human nervous system to handle consciousness energies over 1,000. He says, no. Somebody said, if this last time you came out of the void, did you leave the last? You left the last time in the void. Resist. We have permission on that one. The prior lifetime was left in the void. Resist. Yes. The prior lifetime. In fact, the ultimate truth was voidness, as far as I knew, and that's a certain spiritual pathway which is integrous, because it's based on a conviction that that is the ultimate truth. And it's based on a mistranslation, I think, of the teaching of the Buddha. Because it is only really a matter of contextualization. The difference between allness and nothingness is a very subtle discernment. On a certain level, that which is all thereby becomes nothing, you understand? Because to be something, you would have to be differentiated from the rest. So, to be all that is in a way being nothing, but it is more complicated than that verbalization about it. So this capacity to let things go is, first of all, a matter of practice, a matter of direction, a matter of habit, a matter of willingness, and basically it's really devotional. So the underpinning of any spiritual practice is devotion, the willingness to surrender all to God. And that's what gives us its power. With practice, it becomes habit. With practice, it becomes habitual. You let go wanting to change it. I was talking out back about being stopped by a cop at 1 o'clock in the morning on 89A. Yeah, we were the only ones on the whole highway. Nobody's out there at 1 o'clock except me and this squad car behind me. And I figure, I'm looking at my speedometer, I'm thinking I'm going 40. And why is this guy tailing me? So finally he pulls me over, flashes his lights. And I said, what can it be? He says, you're weaving. Weaving? What is weaving? He said, you're going back and forth over the yellow line. I'm thinking, we're the only people on the whole highway. What am I going to do? Stay in my lane? There's nobody else here but me. So he says, are you drinking? I says, no, I haven't had a drink in 40 years. So he says, you take dope? Smoke stuff? I said, no. You willing to take a so-and-so test? I said, sure. He says, walk this yellow line. I walk the yellow line. He said, I know, there's still something wrong with you. And he's scratching his head. He said, well, what do you think's the matter with you? And I said, you know, you want me to be truthful? He says, yeah. I said, I don't feel like I'm really in my body. He said, good God. He says, I've had this exactly the same experience. So help me, it was an actual experience. You know, I'm swearing this to God, and, you know, if he gives me a ticket, he gives me a ticket, so let it be. You know, he said, gosh, he said, I'm really glad to have met you. And then I told him I'm a doctor and a psychiatrist and all that. That gave him really more firepower. And I tell him, yeah, I go out of body. I said, if I don't have to remember to come back in it, I can wander off, because, you know, if you're wandering across in the middle of the night, you're not thinking about what you're doing, you know. So anyway, he was greatly relieved. He said, this worried me for years. He said, now I know what it is. I said, you just will yourself to be back in the body, and bang, you go back. He said, terrific, you know. We left the best buddies, shook hands, hugged. And so, one sign of being out of your body is you weave. But he was really a nice officer. You know, he really was. He said, I really have been worried about that. And here he found somebody he could ask about it. And I said, you know, you're not connected with your body space, which is one problem that you have when you're first going into certain higher states. You don't know where your body is in space. It's very difficult to navigate, because that which is the central controller is gone. See, everything you do is oriented from some imaginary space somewhere in the middle of your head. When that disappears, where you are in space is not all that clear at all. It's still not all that clear very often.